ఓం శాంతి. హౌ ఆర్ యూ? వెరీ గుడ్. వెరీ గుడ్ డాన్సింగ్ ఆల్. వెరీ గుడ్. సో ఇట్స్ గుడ్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్ ఆల్సో. సో నెక్స్ట్ వీ హ్యావ్ ది ఇంటర్వ్యూ సెషన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ హాఫ్ అన్ అవర్ బికాస్ వీఆర్ నౌ టైట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. టైమ్ ఇస్ షార్ట్ లాన్. సో అకార్డింగ్లీ వీల్ ఆస్క్ సమ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ అండ్ బ్రదర్ డాక్టర్ సచిన్ విల్ ఆన్సర్. Very simple, we go quick, brother. So the question is there a need for healthy spiritual lifestyle actually at this point of time? Because there are many options out there, no?
See, health is such an important thing. Being a doctor, I know so many Brahmins who are very good, intense effort makers. When they fall sick, how their purushar, their effort suffers, and how because of wrong lifestyle they land up in problem. So in spirituality there are three aspects. One is the body, then mind, and then soul. Body, mind, soul, all these three things should remain healthy. And for the health of these three things, exercise is needed. Drill is needed. For body, if the body doesn't do drills, it will become flabby, obese, dull, lazy, careless. And such a body cannot do any effort. And more often it may fall sick. Mind is the second thing. Some mental exercises, memory training exercises, some remembering exercises, and soul, we all know, spiritual drills. So for a healthy spiritual life, you need all the three things healthy, and the most important of the three is the gross body. If you have uncontrolled diet plan, if you have haphazard lifestyle, no time of getting up, no time of going back to sleep, no time for walking, no time for enjoying nature, no time for exercising, no time for some breathing exercises. And one is so much busy in seva, 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 and seva, all the time in seva. No time for routine checkup once a year. General checkup. So many sisters we get in hospital. They come to us and it is already very late stage of breast cancer. And then we can't even operate. We have to just give only palliative therapy, some chemotherapy. Some of them even don't are beyond chemotherapy also. Just tender loving care. Nothing can be done because it has already spread everywhere. It has, the cancer has gone to lungs, in the spine, everywhere. And what that sister was doing? Seva. She had no time for any other thing. And now you'll end up with problem. So for that thing, in order to have a very good efforts, you should have a very healthy lifestyle. As I said, exercise, walking, diet, good diet, healthy diet, and routine checkup. And if you find anything abnormal, seeking medical care as early as possible. Stitching time saves 9. Don't delay it. Otherwise, you have more problems. So whenever you have any suspicion, just consult doctor for anything. And don't try to self-medicate. This is again a dangerous vice which Brahmins do. You have some problem? He told me try this. I tried this. Now new thing has happened. So don't try to be a through self-medicate, and keep on educating yourself about health all the times by reading books, by interacting with people. I think that answers.
Thank you, brother. So the next question is, you see, life is already very hectic. And there are many challenges. Work is one of them, family, children, relationship, no? Family, extended family, all these things are there, no? So now the question is how to keep a balance and at the same time to be a good Brahmin.
Baba has often praised the art of balancing. Recently, I think one or two Sundays back, there was a Murli on balance, where Baba talked about four different types of balance. Balance is an art, and any art has to be learnt. For example, playing violin is an art. For example, drawing, painting is an art. You don't become painter overnight. You have to work, you have to struggle for it. In the similar manner, if all these material things are art, the art of balance is the highest thing in life. And our mind has a tendency to go towards extreme. Mind is like pendulum. It goes this side and then that side. This side, right, and then left. It has a tendency, it doesn't want to stay in the center. Sometimes it will go to the extreme. If you love somebody, you love him so much, so much, so much, so much that you can't live without him. And then suddenly you start hitting that person. On the other side you go. Sometimes too much love for Brahmin life, but then suddenly you give up and start loving the world and go in the world. So it's moving like this. And actually when you go to the right, you are gathering momentum to come to the left. When you go to the left, you are not going to left. You are gathering momentum to come to the right. So whether it is diet, whether it is sleep or anything, you have to keep the balance. The balance of laukik and alaukik is one of the important balance in Brahmin life. There are many Brahmins who come in Gyan and they develop such vairag and such love for Baba that they start neglecting the laukik family. For example, a mother coming in Gyan and she is so intoxicated, she neglects a child, children, she neglects the husband, or sometimes another extreme. They are in Gyan, but still so much attached to the family. Both things are not needed and should not be there. There has to be the balance. And how to strike that balance? You have to understand the importance of laukik family also, the laukik responsibilities. And spiritual contemplation should not be made an excuse for material negligence. Spiritual contemplation should not be made an excuse for material negligence. Why you did not prepare food at home? Because I had to go for evening Murli class. Why you did not look after your child? Because I was doing yoga. Why you did not bring particular thing from the market? Because I had to go to the center. So we are giving spiritual reasons for material negligence. This is not allowed. Baba often says kartavya first. When kartavya calls you, when duty calls you, leave aside every other thing. It's third Sunday. You wanted to go to the center for doing international yoga. But at that point, some relatives come. What to do? Curse them, blame them, tell them go away. I have to go for yoga, for world peace. No. If they have come, now prepare food for them, talk with them, give good vibrations to them, do your international yoga there only. So you have to strike a very fine balance in life. Life is definitely hectic. There are so many things to do in laukik, but also the same time, don't forget to do Amritvela and don't forget to read Murli. If it's not possible to go to center every day, it's fine. But you can often always read Murli. You can call up in the center and talk with the brother or sister. Tell me what are the important things Baba told. You should not miss Amritvela and Murli. These are the two important things. Regarding the food and other things, so many dharnas we have. But always know that if people who are at home are not in Gyan, you have to be little more mature. We are ancestors. Today morning Baba said, we have to give sustenance to them. They might get angry. They might do many things. They might oppose you. Sometimes you have to show that, okay, I have given up Brahma Kumaris, I am at calm. You have to accept defeat. Because it is not the question of their accepting this Gyan or not. It is the question of ego. And remember one statement which you can write down in your books in golden letters. In the war of ego, the winner is loser. In the war of ego, the loser is winner. That's why. Accept defeat. Okay, you are right. If they want that you should never go, okay, I will. You can start doing your internal purushart. Don't bring your ego. Don't keep the foot down. Okay, I'll do it. You don't want me to do, I'll do it. So this is not a balance. Balance means you look after your laukik responsibilities. Your husband, your children, they are first. And then you have to take care of your spiritual life also. Very fine balance. When it is a thing of purity and people, they are opposing, then it is an entirely different thing. Then you can be very firm. But regarding all other things, learn the art of compromising. Learn the art of acceptance. Learn the art of balancing. So for balance, I think a lot of practice is needed. For balance, you need to understand the importance of both things. And for balance, you should see the points where I get tilted to one side and check on that, correct that. And if at all nothing is working, meet one of your seniors and they will guide you how to go about life.
Okay, the third question, Doctor. You are a little fortunate. You have completed your studies and then you are a doctor and then you got a placement in Baba's hospital, which is a global hospital. But there are family people here who want their children to come up in their life, study. You know, life is very complex and they have to earn a living.
Voice.
So in that area, brother, what's your advice for them? Because time is short on one side. On the other side, they have to also face the reality of life. No?
Yeah. See, again, it's not about the place where one is. One can be in Madhuban. One may be in center or in home, in house. These are the three usual places. We are placed somewhere. Somebody is in the center, somebody is in Madhuban, somebody is in his house. No matter where you are, whether it is center, Madhuban or house, it all depends on your stage of the mind. Somebody regarding the job, studies and career and all these things, I think these are just the phases of life. You go through them. So there's nothing very great about that. Some might be just studying and they already got the knowledge. So what I advise, what I think is, it's not very important where you are. What is most important is your thoughts, your awareness, your interest in knowledge. Even when I myself was out of Madhuban, I don't think Madhuban has definitely helped. But even if one is out of Madhuban, it's actually you have that more longing and yearning for Madhuban. Once you are in Madhuban, that thing reduces. It's there only. But when you are outside, you long that, so that nurture that, nourish that feeling of separation, pangs of separation. Keep them with you. And regarding career, these are all the phases of life. Wherever you are, gradually you will change, gradually you will progress, you will go ahead. There's nothing very great because somebody has gone somewhere ahead. It's nothing like that. These are all the phases of life. So wherever you stay, make it an aim to keep your stage high. Churn knowledge. Be attentive. Don't waste time. Know all the maryadas. And we have seen many couple or people who stay in house and their stage is much higher than those of Madhuban Nivasis even. There are many people who are living as if they are ideal persons. And they are not staying in Madhuban. They are not staying in center also. But still their lifestyle is so high. So it all depends on you. It's your mind. You decide what you have to do with it. You want to waste your time by watching movies and sitting or going to social media, or you want to utilize your time. And as you said about me, so I will tell you, I was outside Madhuban for 5 years, 6 months after when I was Baba's child already. For studying I had gone. First I was in Madhuban for 1.5 years and then I went out. So I used to feel, oh, I'm missing Madhuban, let me go back. But then somebody told me, very senior sister, that your laukik will reveal the alaukik. That's why continue. So I used to work so hard because I wanted to go back to Baba's hospital as doctor and serve there. So, and before I go, I must know everything. So you would not believe I used to work almost 16 to 18 hours in hospital. Working and working and working, trying to know everything, trying to know all departments. So wherever you stay, you have to prepare your mind for the higher purpose, the higher goal, the higher aim of life. And then a time would come, God will select you where you are, wherever you are, and He will place you where you are needed. So it's again the sense of surrender. Wherever you stay in the stage of surrender. And wherever He gives you, be happy. Jai vidhi rakhe ram, tai vidhi rahiye. Wherever God keeps you, be happy there. Hoi soi jo ram rachi rakha. Whatever that happens, thy will shall be done. With that feeling of surrender. So it doesn't matter much where you stay. If you have that if will, that courage, that desire. So wherever is the will, the way would be produced.
So coming back to the same question, brother, how about studies? No, it is a very, very common question nowadays. No, shall they proceed with a study and finish off as what Baba want us, or not? The society one, or the family one, or those who not even in knowledge sometimes, or looking at the time, we have to cut short, or just coming to a system where we don't aim high. But just be contented and start doing Baba's service.
This is a very pertinent question, especially youths. I meet many people who say that we are preparing for IAS exam and they all are Baba's children. And many times I do see this question to this answer should be individualized. It depends on the particular individual who is asking the question. If a person is there who is already well educated, well settled, what is the family background? How many members of the family are in Gyan? If everybody is in Gyan, no issues. If there are people in the family who totally dependent on you, then definitely you will have to go ahead, study more, earn better to support them. If there is nothing like that, they are self-sufficient, you don't have to worry about them. Okay, then only thing which is remaining is your own ambition and desires. The thing is that we find that many people during 70s, 80s, 90s, and they had a lot of many ambitions, but the moment they heard many murlis in between that destruction is near, they gave up the studies and came to Madhuban. And later on got frustrated because they suppressed their desires. So I will not advise, even though time is very critical now, but if you have a burning desire for earning money and passion and ambitions and name, fame, glory, and if I tell you don't do all this, then there would be some suppression. And wherever there is a suppression, a tsunami will come out one day. He will go out of Madhuban by some or other reason. So you can't just force. Now there are certain souls who have real vairag. They just don't want anything. And they have no desires left. Okay, they are the ideal candidate. Give up everything and come. They really don't want anything of the world. And such souls are very, very few. That's why, coming back to the question regarding studies, I will tell them study more, study better, be what you want to be in life. And once you become, then start serving Baba. If you want to become a great officer, study hard for that. Till that time, the only spirituality with you is a morning Amritvela and Murli. That's it. Don't get engaged any service. Don't listen to any of the classes. Otherwise, you will develop vairag. And then you will not feel like to study. So, the only spirituality is Amritvela and Murli. Those who are preparing for competitive exams, focus fully on studies. Then only you will excel in those studies. Otherwise, it is impossible. Nowadays, studies are very tough. You have to give 100% of yourself. You have to dedicate yourself fully for all competitive exams. Then only you can excel. So go ahead and with the thought in mind that with this knowledge, in future, I am going to reveal Baba. Till that time, my part will be incognito, sitting in the room and studying. And go ahead and join coaching classes, meet brilliant students, take advices from students, sharpen your mind, develop some memory training skills, develop memory power techniques, take good care of yourself, do everything and go ahead and finish that work. And then later on, see how this, if you become doctor or engineer or management something, so see that how you can help, how you can do Baba's service through that profession. If you become some top of some company, you can then gradually start some Baba's room there. You can take all the employees to Madhuban. So you can find out ways and means of Baba's service. But if that desire is remain unfulfilled, then you will not have any satisfaction in life. So go ahead, complete your studies and then use that service for Baba's service.
So I would like to touch a little bit on food, brother.
Yeah.
On food.
Okay, food.
I know that the Brahma Kumaris give a lot of emphasis on food.
Mm.
So, from your perspective as a doctor, no?
Yeah.
Why it is so much emphasis is given to food by Baba?
Food means, what is your exact question? Food is means like you
food
want...
Food means Brahma Bhojans,
so
the food which we eat. And we have to be very particular because Brahmins have their own way of offering, cooking, the systems are there, no? Why Baba have given such importance to food for spiritual growth?
Importance to Brahma Bhojan. There is one Murli, 18th February 1988. So, in that Murli, Baba said, this Brahma Bhojan is Dukha Bhanjan, destroyer of sorrow. This Brahma Bhojan contains blessing. This Brahma Bhojan is medicine. Dua and Dava, both together. This is not an ordinary food. This is a food which is offered to Baba. So food which is offered to Baba, which is Brahma Bhojan, contains very strong, positive, healthy vibrations in it. That's why it's very, very important. So the first thing about food is, don't waste it. If you know that you are not going to eat something, don't take too much. We see in Madhuban so many people come all over the world and they waste so much food. They take one glass of tea and drink half and leave it. They take their thali, their plate full of food, and half of it they leave and go away. So if you respect the food, the first thing about food is don't waste it. Know the importance of Brahma Bhojan, one. Second thing about food is whenever you prepare food, offer it to Baba, which I already said. So offer bhog, that is the second thing. The third thing about food is whenever you eat or whenever you prepare, eat in Baba's remembrance, prepare in Baba's remembrance. The fourth thing is that the way to man's heart is through stomach. You know this? If you want to reach man's heart, you have to go through stomach. If you want to please somebody, feed him nicely. And Brahma Bhojan is one such means to make people come close to God. As an excellent weapon, people enjoy food here too much. So, food is a weapon, a Brahma Bhojan, by which you can make souls get linked with Baba. So, importance of toli and importance of food is always there. So, whenever there is a public program or something like that, you can always offer something. So, people, at least they start coming every Thursday and on the day of bhog. So, that is another thing about food. Then next, now Brahmins themselves, how do they eat? And it is found that they overeat. They overeat. Why? Because the food is so tasty. And one of the Murlis, Baba said, you prepare very tasty food, but don't think that you are preparing in soul conscious stage. That is because of your practice. That's why you are preparing tasty food, not because of your soul conscious stage. So, regarding eating business, we find nowadays that as in the world, here also, a lot of oily things, lot of sugary things, and people are becoming diabetics. There was a time 20 years back when in the OPD we used to see one or two patients of heart patients or diabetes patient. Now you find every other patient is diabetic, every other patient is heart problem, every other patient is having hypertension. So many Madhuban Nivasis or so many people staying in center, so many sisters, they are so overweight and they are having so many of the maladies, so many diseases. What are all they because of? Lack of exercise? They are because of sedentary lifestyle? They are all because of uncontrolled eating habits in the name of Brahma Bhojan, eating all the time, eating thrice Brahma Bhojan and five times Toli. And we are Raj Yogis, doing tapasya, purifying the world, master of all my senses. But Brahma Bhojan, oh, so nice sabji. I have an extra tiffin to take at home to eat next day morning. So uncontrolled eating habits, too much oily and too much spicy and too much chili and too much bitter and too much sweet and multiple times and the quantity is more, then you fall sick. And eating too much chili, and now where is gulab jamun? Now eat gulab jamun. Uncontrolled habits. So the first thing in about eating is to eat as far as possible in Baba's remembrance, and when you eat in remembrance you will never overeat. So overeating, one of the presidents of America had said some time back, long back, we never repent for having eaten less. Or do any one of you repenting now, why I ate less in yesterday night? Do ever we repent for this? We always repent for having eaten more. Or are you repenting, yesterday night I should have eaten more? Oh, why only one chapati or one what you, so whatever food you have, Chinese food and all that. So control the food habits, trying to make it optimum, trying to make it all healthy as possible, and for making it healthy, try to include as much as raw food as possible in it. Try to include as many fruits, vegetable, salads as possible in your food. And go less on oil, go less on salt, go less on sugars. Because all these things create craving within. So have controlled food habits. And that is actually the real Brahma Bhojan. In one of the many Murlis it has come, deities, they eat very less. Sukshma, very subtle is their food. Why? Because they have so much happiness. So when there is no happiness inside, you eat, you overeat. You try to fill that unhappiness by food. Not visible, not audible. Or translation is not there.
Translation,
okay.
கேக்குதுங்களா? பாப்பு நான் ஒட்டே பண்ணிருக்கோம். Okay, next question, brother.
Yes.
Being a Kumar, what's your advice to the Kumars and Kumaris?
Yes. Being a Kumar, my greatest advice to all the Kumars and all the Kumaris is to remain detached. Is to remain as much away from each other as possible emotionally. The moment a relationship is established between Kumar and Kumari and there is no sword of knowledge, then soon the sword of lust will come. That's why all Kumars should keep their practice of brahmacharya intact, continuous, working very hard on it, keeping themselves busy, reading all the time, churning all the time. And even Kumaris, they should become very strong, very bold, not an emotional plaything whose emotions are in the hand of somebody who will keep on crying all the time, feeling Devi, Don't become feeling Devi, goddess of feeling. Touch me not. Chui Mui Baba says, you are lioness. You are not a deer or a cattle. Somebody will take somewhere. You are Shiv Shaktis, your powers, and behave as if you are the mother of the world. All these are my children. I am Jagadamba. Stay in that high attitude. And one more thing for all Kumars and all Kumaris. Keep yourself away from all digital attractions. Don't go for all those digital friendships. Because all spiritual friendships more often than not in long run turn into sexual friendships. That's why be completely aware. And keep this one dharana. Give the highest importance to purity. Give the highest importance to brahmacharya. And see that it doesn't get broken by any of the momentary passions, digital attractions, the worldly attractions, and be careful about what you see with your eyes, what you read, because the atmosphere is lustful. Practice soul consciousness, have a powerful Amrit Vela, Murli churning throughout the day, keep yourself busy. And even if there are relationships with each other, keep them detached. So that's what I think.
So one last question, because we are running out of time. You have traveled to the north, now you have come to the south. And tomorrow there is a half day retreat in ARC also.
I'm going to the center.
Going to the center.
So north, south and in between center.
Yes. From your observations, from your moving around, meeting up with the Brahmins and elderly people, young ones and so on, what's your advice for their spiritual progress?
Just two things. I think they should organize such retreat quite often. May not be it's so big one, but you yourselves can form some group amongst yourselves. And have your own retreat and somebody's house, like your own house. You can call two mothers, two sisters, or Kumars can have their own retreat of where there would be just two or three Kumars. And every Sunday or Saturday, they have time. So sit, plan it. Just as we have planned this retreat, you can plan those retreats. So every Sunday, my advice would be to organize a retreat on a very small scale. And if suppose nobody is there, you can have a solo retreat, single man, single person, your own retreat at home, one. The second, I think there should be some group for Murli churning. I don't see it anywhere. One person sits and reads Murli and others listen, that is good. But what about discussion? So there should be small groups and they should sit every night before sleeping. It might be center, it might be home. So if you have a home and two or more people are in Gyan, you can sit down and discuss today morning's Sakar Murli. If there is none in Gyan, you can have some talk with somebody just for the sake of Murli, 10 minutes. But see that again you don't get attached to that person. Because one double foreigner, when I told, have discussion with Murli, so she asked me if I get attached to that person then. There's a trap there. So then you can do solo churning, go on the terrace. So second thing should be some Murli churning classes, some discussions, and third thing about some activities, just as we had some activity today. So you can meet in between and organize some activities so that everybody gets more enthusiastic. Okay. And next is keep some more importance, give more importance to silence. And then next, don't go too much in the expansion of service. Now it's a period to fill the soul with powers. Now media is so vast that even if you don't go to people, they will get to know about Brahma Kumaris. So okay, seva is good, but keep yad, remembrance first and then service. And then also keep good care of your own self, your health, routine general checkup, and then be regular in your dharanas, keep on revising once a month all the maryadas. In the class in Bangsar, two classes I took. Decoding Lakshman Rekha. You might get them online. So the two classes were only on maryadas. 26 maryadas of Brahmin life. So keep on revising such things. Maryadas of Brahmin life. Because most of the time we forget maryada and then we commit blunder. So these are some of the overall things.
Thank you, brother, for your time. Give him a round of applause. And I've